Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. So I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. Now you can clap. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and it never was a hoss like the Tennessee stud. One day while I'm riding through a beautiful land, I ran smack into an Indian band. They jumped their nags with a whoop, and the way we went like a bat out of, well, I circled their camp for a time or two to show them what a Tennessee hoss can do. The redskin boys couldn't get my blood, cause I was a-riding on the Tennessee stud. Get up there, boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and he never was a hoss like the Tennessee stud. So we drifted on down into no man's land and across that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal, and I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with her, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and it never was a hoss like the Tennessee stud. I got just as lonesome as a man can be, dreaming of Miguel in Tennessee. That Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was dreaming of a sweetheart too. And I said, easy, big fella. So we loped right back across Arkansas. I beat up her brother and I had to slap her paw. And when I found that gal with the golden hair, she was a-riding on the Tennessee mare. Whoa, boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and he never was a hoss like the Tennessee stud. Watch him, Sam, he'll bite you, son. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded a flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. Pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat played around the door. I love that gal with the golden hair and the Tennessee stud, love the Tennessee mare, and Sunday's good horses too. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Let me get my apple-flavored harp up here, and before we get into this last tune right here. Michael, I want to put one extra tune on if we got time.
Sure.
I'd like to play Peach Picking Time before we do this last one. One Jimmy Rogers tune. One.